Welcome to Literature Live, where we'll get to hear from one of the most fascinating and controversial authors of the Middle Ages, Marjorie Kemp. During her lifetime, Marjorie has been known as a wife, a successful businesswoman, a holy woman, a mad woman, and a heretic. We've caught up with Miss Kemp on her way to the Holy Land. She's spending the evening with the holy women of St. Bridget's in Rome. We'll be speaking with her by video phone from their Cloisters-y cafe. We've asked her to help us understand their complex character and the many roles she's fulfilled during her lifetime. Marjorie, welcome.
Many thanks for your great kindness. I am right glad to be here with you and the other worshipful doctors and with these your students.
Great. So tell us, Marjorie, what were you like before seeing your first vision?
Before the time when our blessed Lord visited me in my distress, I was a creature given to wrath and tormented by devils. Yea, and I should have found no rest, no, but only punishment and death. For I was given to all uncleanness and malice and vile thoughts, and I should have deserved no less. I was envious of neighbors and slanderous, and I was given to wicked dalliance with my husband when we did come together to meddle in uncleanness. And I was beset with all manner of devils, who whispered in my ear that I was forsaken, and that I should deny God and his mother and all the saints and faith of the church.
So it sounds like you were pretty naughty then. Well, tell us, did you feel you needed salvation?
Verily, yes. All of this is writ in my book, in the first chapter, where it is written of the devils ramping at me with their open mouths, all inflamed with burning loaves of fire, as they should have swallowed me. And where it is written of my slandering, of my mother and father and friends, and of my spiteful speech, and of my wickedness and uncleanness. And ye would do well to read more carefully my book, and to heed its words, lest ye find yourselves likewise beset by demons.
An important warning from an important celebrity. Thanks, Marjorie. Say, how has your everyday life been changed by your visions?
I praise God that he has given me the sight of our Lord, and I repent me of my uncleanness in which I dwelt before. Yes. For now, as I am walking to the market, if I should see a child, I see in him our Lord, as he were a boy, with his precious mother gone to buy a loaf of bread. Or I should see a young man, I am brought to mind of our Lord as he walked in the streets teaching. And I cannot help but weep and wail for the cruel tortures he endured for the wickedness of men.
Well, that certainly doesn't sound so good. I mean, it sounds like a lot of suffering.
Though the people around me should call me all manner of names as Lola and heretic and say I should be burnt, I joy that I might suffer thus for our Lord and partake of his grief. Then, when I am thus beset, our Lord comes to me, and speaks comfort to me, and says to me, Daughter, thou hast done right well to weep so, for with thy tears thou shalt wipe clean the corruption of thy heart. Many's a one who will wish he had wept so sore on the last day, I tell you. Thou shalt have thy boon, he says to me. For I shall give as much strength to serve me as thou shalt need, and I shall clasp thee to me, and thou shalt be mine own true love.
So tell us, does seeing Jesus help you endure that suffering?
With the strength of his charitable words to me, I am able to give answer to those who would wickedly serve devils and call them to amend themselves and think soberly on our Lord and ask of him mercy.
I see. Well, our audience is interested. Tell us, what's up with you and your husband, especially if marriage is a sacrament and all? Did you want to leave him?
No, but I did not. And ye had best amend yourself of your slander, for I have tended him in his infirmity after he was fallen down of the grasses and grievously broken his head when he could not keep his bowels. No, but avoided them like a child in his linen clothes. Ich. And I cared for him and cleaned him when he turned childish again and lacked reason.
Oh, that sounds pretty nasty.
Then she learned to bear the burden of this flesh without being overcome by delectable thoughts, fleshly lusts, and inordinate loves that she once had suffered for this person, her husband.
I see. So, then you're saying that you've learned something important from all this?
Truly so, for in her caring for this man, this creature saw a picture of her service to our Lord, and he spoke many kind words to her to help her in her labors.
Okay, but still, don't you think you should have stuck with your husband? I mean, isn't it kind of a sin to give up on the marriage part and just become his nurse?
Surely you would not have had this creature return to uncleanness under the thought that the church had commanded this. Oof! For those are the words of a devil to tempt and cajole, and ye had best amend yourself of this evil, lest our Lord cast you down into the pit of hell to be burnt by fleshly lusts and passions, world without end.
Fascinating, fascinating stuff. We'll answer this. Was it really necessary for you to start a new life as a virgin, or did you do that to please God? I mean, let us know the inside scoop.
It pleased God that I should be a maid again, and it also pleased me, for it brings great joy to God when we turn from our uncleanness and seek him in all our works. Thus he has returned me to my cleanness, and I am right glad.
So you considered intimate relations in marriage to be an unclean thing? Doesn't it say in the Bible that, well, you know, that's the reason for marriage and all that?
I fear me that the Bible ye read is a Bible of fiends. For lo, I have not seen nor heard nor have any of God's priests taught me that this is in the Holy Scriptures. And so I fear me that ye are misled and are in danger of the pit of hell, and ye should repent yourself right soon.
Marjorie, that's fascinating. Listen, a few members of our audience were talking, you know, during the warm-up, and they want to know, what kinds of books are you interested in, and, well, how do you read those books?
Oh, Lord Jesus Christ has given me a confessor who helps me and reads to me the books of saints, such as the Blessed Teresa of Avila and the Blessed Mechtild of Hackborn. I have also visited the Blessed Anchoress Dame Julian of Norwich and seen the sweet dalliance which that our Lord has had with her. Thus our Lord has given me sight of those others who are blessed and taught me and given me great aid, and also with the word of Scripture which the diverse men and clerics have read to me, and I have been taught his mercy and his grace and his wishes for me to live pure and seek him in all my workings.
Great stuff. So what advice do you have for, you know, young women today and or people interested in l'amour?
I am quite pleased that ye have sought my word, and I say to you that there is no greater joy, no, but in the love of our Lord Jesu. For in him is all beauty and all goodness, and young women would do well to think on his manhood and his passion, and find therein a remedy for the temptations of fleshly lusts. And those in love would do well to remember that this world passes away, and that they should refrain from their uncleanness and serve God, in whom is all hope.
You know, Marjorie, people today are very interested in family values. A few of the tabloids have featured some disturbing images and, well, a little bit of interesting speculation about you and your dealings with your children. How do you reconcile being a woman of God and not meeting your duties as a mom?
But why should you question me? For I have always done as God would have me towards my children and others. And though I have suffered through the death of many children, as it would to God I should suffer, I have learned grief and to be humble before him. And my daughter has been much comfort to me, and has sojourned with me on many pilgrimages, and has been with me on the boat, as ye should read in my book in the second part. And my heart, lo, is glad that I have been blessed to have children, for through this I have learned how I am like unto a child to our Lord.
I see. So, have the strict stereotypes about women's roles affected you as a woman?
I know not what you mean by this stereotype, but it sounds as though it is the work of devils, and you should fear you of them and flee, for there is naught in their mouths but burning flames of hell. And as for my state as a woman, it is a great blessing, for though I am fleshly and poor, our blessed Lord Jesus Christ has made me his bride and has brought me up from my sorry estate. Oh, it's so sweet and precious.
Marjorie, let me be blunt. Some people say you're a hypocrite. What's your response?
I thank Jesus Christ that I may suffer for him in the slander of these enemies, for he has told me, daughter, many will envy you, he says, and seek to harm you. But be of good cheer, he tells me, for I have willed that you should thus suffer. Fear not, for as I bled on the cross, so ye shall be wrung with grief. But I will give you my strength to endure.
Did you ever, you know, question what a priest told you about Scripture? Did you ever wonder if, I don't know, maybe the priests were not telling you the whole truth?
Oh, why, again I fear me that ye are beset by devils. For why should you question God and his holy church and his priests and servants? For they are our teachers and help us to learn truths. And lo, Christ himself comes to me and confirms the words of the Scripture and teaches me his love and his goodness. And when he comes to me in spiritual dalliance, oh, I shall pray him to pray for you, that ye may seek the truth of his love through our Holy Mother Church and through his saints and priests. Oh, but the devils in this place, why, they must be everywhere.
Marjorie, thanks for a fascinating interview, and thanks for being with us. You're a remarkable woman, and we enjoyed getting to know you, but our time has come to an end.
The end? Oh, then I am brought to mind of the end of all things and the destruction of this world with brands of fire, when our Lord shall return and all sorrows shall cease. Oh, I soon to think of it.
Well, it looks like that's it for Marjorie. She's quite a piece of work. Hey, thanks for being with us today, and best of luck as you get into the discussion boards and consider her work further. Thanks again.